Another child in the U.S. has died from a rare syndrome that's linked to COVID-19. Louisiana's Department of Health isn't providing the gender or age of the child who died from multi-symptom inflammatory syndrome, but it's the fourth young person in Louisiana to become a pediatric fatality and at least the 10th death in the United States. Nationwide, at least 570 cases have been confirmed among children who were exposed to the new coronavirus. President Trump was asked if he really feels it's safe for children to go back into classrooms.
It's a tiny fraction of death, tiny fraction, and they get better very quickly.
Adding,
it's a very important thing for the economy to get the schools going.
The syndrome, which came to light early in the pandemic in New York, produces fever and problems affecting at least two organs. The average age of patients is 8. I'm Jackie Quinn.